So you met up, you had your appetizers. We've heard all this.
Oh.
We've heard all this because you were on Fatty Show for 2 days.
Right.
And I just seemed there was a crucial piece missing from Fatty Show. Because you talked about how you went on the Woodland Hills, what do you guys call it?
The Vera Charles reality tour.
Right, the Vera Charles reality tour. You spoke about that to some length on the show, but there was one crucial piece missing.
Oh, okay.
That would have been the time that I spent on the phone with you directing you to get to the Vons.
Much like I seem to have a gap in my memory as to who I sat next to at the Charleston meet and greet, I have no recollection of ever talking to you on the phone.
Okay. I spent...
How insulting, isn't it? Actually, you called...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We've heard all this.
Oh.
We've heard all this.
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 892 of the BFO for Friday, the 1th of July 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, there's lots to talk about, including... Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, we are starting the second half of the year for 2011. So, y'all, I hope you woke up this morning and said, rabbit, rabbit, first thing, so that you can get the year off to a lucky start. Yes, Big Fatty, that would just be lovely. So, I am recording this show very, very late, because y'all, I've just returned. I've just returned from the celebration of Miss Porter exiting the birth canal, because y'all we had a birth canal celebration supper for Miss Porter, and y'all I've just gotten home and sat down, and y'all then as soon as I sat down, y'all I had to get on the horn with the suits, because y'all we have got an update on the big old Las Vegas Pride 48 weekend. So Big Fatty, start playing Rots of Rock. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have had Rots of Rock. All of a sudden, the Luxor is realizing that we're meeting business, y'all, because we've had several people use the special code for reservations. And, y'all, there was a cellular telephonic device call to that Daniel Bieber, and y'all, they were, you've gotten their attention, because, that code for the Pride 48 code is, on the Twitter thingy majiggy. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but, anyway, they've noticed that numerous people have reserved their rooms, and y'all, they are now saying, is there anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable or enjoyable? And y'all, quite frankly, that Daniel said, well, you know, the one thing we'd really like is if everybody could, you know, be close together during the stay and all, and we're not getting anywhere with reservations, and we understand that... you know, that doesn't necessarily, you know, is not, you know, it's something out of the ordinary. And y'all, he says, "Well, I don't know, but maybe we can, maybe we can work on something." And so, y'all, a few minutes later, the Luxor called back and says, "Mr. Beaver, if you can get us a list of everyone's name and their confirmation numbers. Now, I cannot make any promises, but we will, other than we will do our best to try to keep your group together. And quite frankly, we might be able to work out some upgrades for everyone in the group. You know, again, no promises, but y'all, it sounds to me like they're quite happy. That we're coming, and quite happy that numerous people have used the special code. Y'all, the special code is over there at theprod48.com, and y'all, I urge you, it doesn't cost you a penny more to make the reservation through that code, and y'all, quite frankly, it's helping Pride 48, and y'all, that we may be able to get our podcasting suite cheaper or complimentary or something like that. But y'all, we need everyone's help. So y'all, if you've already made your reservation, whether you use the code or not, y'all, they said that they would, because we're going to provide them with a list of all the people that are going to be with the group, even if you didn't use the code, send Big Fatty your real name. Now, I know it's hard to believe that some people do use an alias, but if you will send Big Fatty your real name and the confirmation number of your reservation, y'all, I am going to compile a list. And we are going to provide that to the Luxor. And y'all, who knows? We may all be sitting high on the hog, so to speak. Now, there are no promises, of course. But y'all, there's one promise. It ain't going to happen unless you cooperate and send it in. And y'all, we heard also that one of the first podcasters out there is going to be joining us in September. And y'all, that is Mr. John Ong. Mr. John Ong from the Online Podcast and that Hoochie Moochie, Good Hokian or something like that, Begin the Begin, or something. I don't know what it's called, y'all. But he's going to be joining us also. So, y'all, it sounds like it's just going to be lovely.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Mark up here in St. Paul. You hear that? You hear that? You hear that? I'll get to that in a minute. Yes, it was me who said that I would bring some barbecue corn nuts for Pride 48 in September. I'm really looking forward to it, but what I really called about was I saved a bunch of money, and I wanted to tell you about it. Kohl's had sent me a fabulous coupon. So I went shopping on Sunday and I spent $75.68. But you know what, Big Fatty? I saved $131.29. You hear that? You hear that? You hear that? Anyway, so I'll see you in September.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Mark. You know, he does the funny postcards. He is the Laughing Buddha, and y'all, you know, since he pulled out his coupon, y'all, can you hear that, huh, can you hear that, huh, can you hear that, y'all, after I recorded, the little show, yesterday, I went to the Von's East, And y'all, they had the good $10 off a $50 gas card if you spent $25. And y'all, you know, you can't go to the Von's East and not spend $25. So anyway, y'all, they had all kinds of good things on sale. They had the apple snack. The penny coupon was the tortilla chips. Y'all, they had good things on sale. And y'all, with the $50 gas card, plus they gave me the elderly transaction discount, y'all. I couldn't believe it. And y'all, with the $50 gas card, the total came to $86.97. And y'all, I saved $35.68 plus I've got a $50 gas card. So y'all, I think that's lovely, just lovely. And Mark, congratulations on that wonderful saving spree you had at the Kohl's department store. And but Mark, let me tell you, Big Fatty got one of those. Also, y'all, I got a 30% off coupon, and it expires on tomorrow, Saturday, and y'all, I can assure you, Big Fatty is going to be going. I am going, and y'all, I'm going to get some socks. I need some new socks, and I'm going to look around for other things also. So, Mark, I think you've got me beat, because I don't think I'll spend $75 on socks, but I've got 30% of whatever it is. I've got 30% off of it. And Mark, thank you. I'm looking forward to having those cone nuts out there in Vegas. And Mark, get me your information and your... Y'all, that is the fried scrimps from Miss Porter's birthday supper. And get me your information. And y'all, speaking of cone nuts.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G. And maybe I lead a sheltered life, but you once talked about shishimi rice, and I didn't know what that was. And then you talked about cinnamon brooms once, and I never heard of them either. Now you're talking about corn nuts, and I just don't know what the hell they are either. Is it a corn? Is it a nut? Does it somehow deal with Mother Nature's GPS system? Is it Frito-Lay product? What are they? Please tell me. And do you ever have to go to another supermarket other than the Publix? You know, because Vera sometimes has to go to Ralph's if she can't find something at the Vons. So do you have a backup supermarket in case you can't find something? Anyway, Big Fatty, let me know what the corn nuts, what you're talking about. And thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, dear God, say thank you, Peter G. That's that Peter G out there in the Oaklands. Peter G, I don't really know how to describe them other than it looks like giant kernels of cone, individual kernels of cone, and they are crunchy like they've been baked. And heavily salted, and they kind of taste like popcorn, but they're real crunchy. You're gonna think if you ever have them. Perhaps they have them up at the Vons North, which I believe is known as the Safeway. Maybe you can check that out the next time you're at the Safeway. And but they're just a little snack thing. It's not really a nut, but it looks like a nut, and it crunches like a toasted nut. So anyway, that's just the name of it. And Peter G, the other thing you asked me about is if I go to another supermarket, and I will be going later this month. We're supposed to get the Trader Joe's opened here in Charleston, and sometimes I'll go over to the Whole Foods, and that does have a W on it. It is the Whole Foods. Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Brian in Danbury calling to comment on your little corn nut things, the fiasco-ish thing. You know, that's one of the things I haven't had in a while either. I may have to have my drug mule, a.k.a. my BFF from North Carolina, bring me some when he comes up again. He usually brings me up my treasure trove of ill-gotten goods from the Carolinas, you know, the sun drop, the the country ham and pimento cheese. I love me some pimento cheese. I guess I'm going to have to add corn nuts to that mix also. And while we're on favorite little snacky foods, one of my snacky foods that I've become an indulgence with is Asian shrimp chips. Go to your little, the Asian mart, that market, and look, just ask for shrimp chips. They'll know what you mean. They're good. They're so good. They're addicting. Talk to you later.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all. Brian, I don't think I've ever had the scrump chips. But I don't know where there's an Asian market. Perhaps I'll have to ask that Gravitas, when the Gaysian comes up here. Y'all, he may be coming up later tonight to see the Tiarahara. And then again, maybe he won't. I don't know. But maybe he can bring me some scrump chips. And I think the cone nuts are a lovely thing to add to your list. Things that your BFF brings to you. Y'all, I meant to mention this also, since we are talking about the cone nuts, because y'all, the cone nuts, you know, the old gal brought it up, and, you know, then I was on a hunt for them, and y'all, I was getting mad as a snake because I couldn't find them. And y'all, the old goat, Bill that lives here in Charleston, he says, oh, Brag Party, this should really warm the cockles. Oh, dear, I guess, no, I'm not the cockles. Your cockles. Big Henny, he's vulgar. the old goat did some investigating for the BF. So don't be mad as a snake or go bad shit crazy. Get your fat ass over to the Harris Tina for your cone nuts. And, y'all, they've got the 7-ounce bag for $1.99 of the original crunchy original flavor. So old goat, thank you so much for that. And y'all, he mentioned don't go batshit crazy, but since I've mentioned batshit crazy, yes, we're ready.
Hey Big Fatty, this is Kathy, and I just wanted to wish you a happy 4th of July, and if you play with firecrackers, I hope you don't pop your fingers off, and also to do some breaking news. I will never call Westone again. Okay. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, it sounds to me like old Flint. Old Flint Stone, Dr. Stone. has the Yash McFreddy, the Wrath of Bacon. Y'all, there used to be a brand of bacon called Wrath. It's the Wrath. It's probably made in South Dakota. Yash McFreddy, I think it had an Indian on it. And by Indian, I don't mean I mean casino, not call center. Big Fatty, you remember that one. We are so proud of you. And Miss Bacon, I hope you have a lovely holiday weekend. Also, y'all, for those of you who are not in the U.S. of A., this is 4th of July weekend. I'm not quite sure which day the 4th of July comes on. It seems to me like it's like on the 4th or something like that. Yes, we have. Oh, dear Gussie. Now, y'all, later tonight at the we will be having the Tiarahara, which, of course, is the most horrifying drag show you have ever seen. And, y'all, I'm just going to debut it right now. That Big Fatty's character that he will be portraying in the Tiarahara tonight, hit the, you know, in previous years, it has been Granny Pre-Op, but not this year, no, no. Y'all, this year, it is going to be Trey LaTrash. Big Fatty Trey LaTrash. Yes, Big Fatty, what else can we say?
We've heard all this.
Oh.
We've heard all this.
No, this is brand new. This is Trey LaTrash.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.